You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657
AM. Today we are back again with Sir Reason Mluti Lo. He's on the line with me again. Yesterday he just shared a little bit, touched a little bit on his testimony of where he's been with the Lord, and the life in prison, and we found out that he's been there for like 21 years, but he came out and he says no young person should be faced or should face or should go through what I went through. And so I am going to be here and I'm going to be a board for them to say that points to Christ, to avoid finding themselves where I was. And he's here to conclude on his testimony today and sharing with us more about what he does. But Reason, how are you today?
Good afternoon, family, and thank you so much for having me once again. I am fabulously, perfectly well and blessed.
Ngikutshelil, I said, please don't count your chickens yet.
You got me.
You never know what
you
God
knew
has
what
planned.
Was your plan. You knew what was your plan.
Welcome
I got
back.
To the glory though.
Welcome back, with Reason. I just want you
Hallelujah.
To go back, just a step back, in what we spoke about yesterday, the reason we are today where we at, the reason that today we have an organization that you lead, Esuput Reason, that is making an impact in the lives of our young people, that is out there ministering to our young people to say, this is not the way to go. This road might look good, but it's not good. It leads to death. And that's why we have the Raven on Mission community projects that you run today, where you are also fighting the ill socials in our societies, in our communities. Just a little bit of who Mlu is and a little bit of what we spoke about yesterday.
Thank you once again for the opportunity. I greet you all in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mlu, it's a man who grew up in a farm called Wildebeestfontein between Heidelberg and Balfour. And he was a boy who grew up, you know, respecting, you know, parents and teachers and community members. He knew who's the elder person, even the people at his age. He used to respect them. He was young and upcoming. At the early age, you could see that the boy was having something in him, because he will gather the boys together, but with a good subject, of course, to say, guys, how can we best, you know, group ourselves and have a team of, you know, soccer, so that we can another farm and play with another boy. So that was that as it up.
Putumlu? Hello, but Reason? Okay, I wonder what...
Just a church-going person. Hallelujah. So therefore, and then as time goes by, but at the early age, he slapped his feet into something that led him, you know, to find himself in a prison for quite a long time, which we have touched base on yesterday. And here I am. Gracefully, I found the grace again to be outside. So 2019 on the 4th, of March, it was on Monday, and then they released me. I couldn't believe myself after such a long time, of course. And according to the prison sentence that I had, I was supposed actually to be released, you know, after 25 years. But now the grace of the Lord has taken out 4 years, and then I got to be released after 21 years. So when I come back into the society, then I find that there is a lot and lot of things that needs to be done. And I saw that especially our youth are roaming the streets, are not doing anything, but what they are doing the most, it is, you know, planning about crime and doing drugs and all those things. And then I told myself to say, look, Because this thing is something that I was doing, even if while I was still inside. I said, look, let me try and do something as part of social integration. And then, yeah, then I started an organization called the Ravenson Mission Community Project. And I've got five beautiful ladies that I am working with. And, yeah, we are trying to bring the light. We are trying to bring the light. If I can tell you, right now, next week on the 16th, as we are commemorating the Youth Day on the 16th, then I will be having a soccer and a netball tournament in our local time, whereby I'm calling in all these young people to come and participate. But now, it's not only about sports playing and all that. There will be a message that is going to be portrayed. We better utilize our time in nurturing our talent, which is, you know, playing soccer and all these other indigenous games that you can play in the location, rather than be in the corner and playing about things that are not quite good. So on that day, we will be having, you know, people such as myself and other people who will be talking to the kids, you know, talking to the young ones, you know, about, you know, the crime and drugs, because those are the two subjects that we want to address as they are in, you know, high state in our location. So we'll be addressing that, but we'll be addressing it in a of a sport, because, you know, when you want to catch up with young ones, catch up with them with something that they like the most, then we'll get to hear their attention.
Sure, that is like really awesome right there. Beautiful, I must say. And I am praying that, you know, the troubled, especially the troubled teenagers, the troubled young people would come up and be part of this so they can get help. But now, let's look into the reasons for our young people to find themselves in these troubled state kind of situations. I'm going to put them that way. Just now, we were talking about fathers who are not taking their position, who are not acting as fathers, who are, some are present, but they are not there for their children. So the children have a father, but he's just an ATM who just gives them money. Or he's there, but he's non-residential. So they I'm going to call him that. He's not at home. So they know that so-and-so is my father, and they meet with him once or twice. They never have a relationship with their children as well. We were talking about that. Also, fathers who are not even disciplining their children when they are supposed to be disciplining and correcting and teaching their children. They are not proactive. And this is how Sis Rhoda was putting it, that parents need to be proactive in these times, days and times. And so we are experiencing all of that. It's not only fathers, I understand, but mostly where you hear a challenged teenager, when he's talking to one, they would be talking about a father who's not present and how it affects them as well. What are some of the reasons that we would find our children being unruly, our children having or being problematic? I know that you used that yesterday. Is it one, and you say when you come from a good family, but at some point you found yourself feeling like you want to belong, and where you went for your belonging was the wrong place where it ended up with you being imprisoned. So what are some of the challenges that our children are going through and we are not aware of as adults, as parents?
I will say, I will actually take this thing back to me.
Yes.
Yes, I am coming from a two beautiful, loving parents, you know, who were there for me to raise me up as a man, and so that I can be productive at the end of the day in the family and also in the community that I am living on and also into the society. But in my case, as my parents were raising me up nicely like that, something happened where I had to be taken out of them, of their sight, actually.
Mm.
You know, it was now, then we had more standard one, standard two, three, four, five, six. So remember, I'm coming from a farm background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in the farm, we had no standard six. So when you want, you know, standard six, we had to go to a township. You understand?
Mm.
So it's then now I had to be, you know, out of the sight of my parents and now go to live in a new different setup where my parents are no longer now over looking at what I'm doing and checking on the time that I am, I'm doing my homework, I'm coming on time and all that. So that gives me an opportunity now to explore and do things that are not right. Because I know that my father is not there. And I know my father, when say 5 o'clock we should be at home, I cannot do any mistake because I know my father will make me to know my story. Yes. So now, the fact that I was no longer inside of my parents, it makes me a vulnerable person. Mm. Because now I belong now to guys who I'm taking teachings from other people, which is now wrong. So it is very much important that we, as parents, actually you raise your child up until a stage where he or she is now able to stand by him or herself. Where I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. So being absent, of course, in the life of your child will definitely expose him or her into a wrong thing. It's playing a very crucial role in my life by being absent in the sight of my parents.
Sure. So this is something that most parents are not aware of, right? That if you're not present, if you're not present, this might go south instead of it going right. It might hurt your child. And at the end of the day, you might be surprised of the kind of person your child will turn into because of your absence. And in absence, Butimlu, we're not only talking about those that are not there, because he can be here but not present, isn't it?
Yes. Sure. Amen. Amen to that. We've got a husband who are staying with, you know, their wives, but they are just husbands and they are not fathers of their children. So now, they are just there because of their husbands. They are not, you know, fathers. So it is important that when you are a father, and then you know that you have to father your child from point A to point Z.
Yes. Sure. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Butimlu, as to how can we now start to take a journey with a troubled young person, because at the end of the day, that troubled young person might find themselves in deep, hot waters that might change his life for good. Either they might be hurt in the road that they take, or they might find themselves where Butimlu was, where he's saying to our young people, do not go where I was, learn from me and become better. You know, young people. All right, let's take a break. Siyabuya now.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
We gave you the sounds of Irene Mafugwani and the song Angimsabi Luto. Angwesaba Luto. I'm not afraid of anything. I won't be afraid of anything. And yes, that's how we came out from a news bulletin. Do you remember that the next news bulletin is at 3 o'clock with Germany Johannes on something else? And yeah, but we still have some more with you right here on Heart to Heart. I'm still with Uput Reason Mlutilo, and we are still taking a journey with him, learning as well. He is out there to empower young people. I love the fact that he's also doing something on the 16th of June. He's doing something for our young people. They'll be playing netball. They'll be playing soccer. There'll be counselors as well to just counsel those ones who are troubled, who need to talk to someone. There'll be someone to talk to them right there. And so you can talk to him about that if you'd like your youth to be part of this, and also to be inspired and to be encouraged, and also to be taught. Yeah, it's awesome to have our young people being taught and loved, and them also knowing that we are loved. Them knowing that we are loved. I see your message there, Pietro. And the message that Pietro sent through is what I'm, I guess not sure, but I think this is what a card that my son made for my husband. A beautiful card there with pliers and all tools, some tools there, some beautiful cars. I think it's Dylan Jr. who has done that for Dylan Sr., who's no longer with us right now. And so you are grateful that Dylan Sr. was there for your son Dylan as well. It's just sad with what has happened, but you know, it is also awesome right there to see that you know, there was love and there continues to be love. I guess Nisieker, as if I'm interpreting it correctly there, Mar, yeah. That is like really humbling when fathers are there for their own children, when fathers are there, for their own children, the best can come out from, the children whose fathers are there. And we are grateful that Dylan Senior was there for Dylan, Junior. Wow. Putimlu, to hear such, it's amazing, hey, to know that when fathers are there, and they are there for their sons, they can bring out the best out of their own children. That's amazing. But reason? Hello?
It is amazing indeed. It is amazing indeed. We grew up in times where we knew that you get, you know, guided from home, and then the guidance doesn't stop there at home. When you go into a street and you are doing something wrong, and then you knew that the father next door will take it up to as his responsibility to guide the child to do something that is right. But now, in the era that we are living in at this time, when you try to intervene into a life child as a community, as a neighbor, and then you get in loggerheads with, you know, the parents of the very same, you know, child that is doing wrong. You find yourself now in a wrong place by trying to correct something that is wrong. So this is where we are living. Hence, we are trying our level best to say, okay, even if the situation is like this, but let us try and say those who are willing to come to us and participate in what we are trying to do for the betterment of our society, let them come, but we'll never stop because of we've got those parents who don't, you know, seem to understand that it is not only them that they should parent, not their kids. When a kid goes to a school and then you hand over to a certain parent that must, you know, parent your child in your absentia. You understand? And when a parent is parenting like that, you know, you are entering into a loggerhead, it's making it difficult for our society to grow up in better environment as compared to the times where we are living in.
Now, when you're working with a young person who is troubled, but reason, you're working with a young person, they are troubled, you visit them at their house or at home, and you are counseling them, you're walking a journey with them. What is it that you need the family to know? How can the family be, helping in the situation? Because I think sometimes, Tina, we think we are doing right, you know, but Mlu would be here and talking to Spongile.
Yeah.
And Spongile would be listening and also sharing with Butumlu. Okay, this is the challenge. I'm struggling with this, 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 and that. And then when you leave, we are like, I need to you only talk to Mlu. You don't talk to us here at home. So, you know, yeah, that's why 1, 2, 3, 4. And now we are even afraid to send you to go buy bread at the store because I'm too so chelumlu when a vet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now Mlu is your parent. So what are the things that we need to know about as families when once you start walking a journey with us, say we have a child who's troubled and we call you, but Mlu, we need your help. And then you come with your team, you start walking a journey with our young person or our young people in a space. So how can we help the situation, not worsen the situation as families and parents?
Yes, I can hear you. Let me take one story. Actually, it's not a story. It's a real thing that happened. We went to one of the schools and with a program called an ex-offenders intervention. So our main purpose was to talk to the kids about the reality of, you know, a prison. Not scaring them per se, but we were telling them the reality, the raw part of it. So, whilst we were doing that, and then apparently when they search a young boy coming into the school early in the morning, then they find that the boy was having a knife in his back. And then the way they attacked that particular young boy, I had to go there and say, no, can you please give it this case to me so that I can handle it? And then they of course agreed because they've already heard, okay, this person is coming from prison and all that. Then I take the boy aside. They gave me a room where I was talking to him to say, boy, and I was not acting like a big man who wants to kill him and whatnot and whatnot. Yabon. So I just came there, and even the language that I was speaking, I was like, I wanted him to be on a level where he tells me, actually, why is he carrying the knife in his back? I said, show me to him. Labantu laba abekho njengamanje, yabo? And the man, bro, mina ngifuna ukuthi ungitshele iqiniso. Niya understand, but nami bengena esikolweni, niya understand that kunezinto ezibhayo ezenzakala. Yabo, I'm trying to get
I've been there. At school, there's been so many things that happen. I know, I'm aware of these things that are happening in schools.
And then that boy says to me, you know why I'm carrying this thing? I'm carrying this thing because of I want to protect myself.
Sure.
How? To protect yourself. Not the boy is a good boy. He wants to go to school with an aim of, you know, learning. But then now we've got these bullies who are there at school. So he can't even say that to his father, because when he told his father will hit him to say, why when Usula won't hang about?
Why aren't you fighting back?
You see.
So promoting violence again.
You see. He was imposing the violence. So my weapon is there to say, okay, Ubabam, Ute, I must fight back. So in other words, when these guys come for, then I will do this. What if now a child kills someone? You see? And then I'm asking him to say, tell me, did you tell your father? Yes, I did tell my father. My father and then told me like this and like that. Okay, so no. Then I take him back to his father. You understand? So no, I tried and show his father the danger that he was imposing in his child. You understand? Then I talked to him as a man to man and telling him of my background and all that. He couldn't believe. He couldn't believe. And then he changed the attitude towards his father. Tell you what, the relationship that they are having with that boy now, it's on a top range.
Sure. That's like really amazing. So what are some of the things that we need to avoid? Screaming at them? What should we do? Because I think we think because we've been raised by a generation that would scream and we would hear. So we believe in screaming and shouting and slapping the hell out of a child. That's what the generations do. So how do we, what are the things that we need to do, you know, to make sure that we are not aggravating the situation?
Simple, let's build up relationship with our a kids. Let's build friendships, actually. Let's build a friendship whereby you don't scare a child. You don't make a child to think twice when he is supposed to tell you what is happening in his life. And that can only happen when there is a strong foundation of a friendship between a daddy and a boy. And it should happen also the same way to a mother, to a girl.
Can these relationships be restored, Putumlu?
Yes, they can be restored. I think as we were doing the gender-based violence against women and children, then we had an opportunity whereby we call all the fathers, actually all men, you understand. So while we were talking to this man, we also touched base on, you know, how to raise up, you know, better men, you understand, who are going to be role models to their kids, not killing women and all that. And then out of that discussion, I tell you what, some of the men, they say that, no, this should be a continuous thing. Mina, myself, and I can see that I was actually missing the point here. Yeah, I was doing the wrong things. And now, I think by coming here as men and talking, it helps a lot. So I think it is vitally important that men should come up and also strengthen themselves in each other as they are growing up, as to say how to parent your child well.
How to parent your child well. Because yeah. I think so many also, it might be confusing for a lot of men who were not raised by their own fathers, who wouldn't know what being a father really means, hey?
Exactly.
Pietra Small says, be an example for them. Actions speak louder than words. Blessings. Meaning that fathers and parents need to be an example to their children, because there's a say that goes, monkey see, monkey do. So our little children learn from what we act out, and then they will act out as well. But it's better to act more than to just speak words. So act out, be the example. Wow, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. And I think then that Putumlu, then with that approach, with the loving approach, with a calm approach, we need to be healed as parents, because I think when you hear and they are calling you at school and say, Pietra has done this, yo, you wanna kill someone as a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, if that father, when the father heard, I think if it wasn't you calling the father, if somebody would have called him and said, your son has a knife at school. he was dead meat. He was dead meat. And so our children are afraid to approach us. And I think we need to heal first so that we are able to become good parents that can also help our children grow and become better people, and learn to listen and learn to listen. With the ones that are troublesome, Budimlu, in schools, because now you're talking about a good child who could have killed someone with a knife because he was defending himself from bullies. Now there are bullies in school who are ruling the schools. Even the teachers and some principals are afraid of them. What is their problem? What are we dealing with there?
Yeah, we find out that there is a dysfunctional family background. That's why they are behaving like that. One, you'll find that there is no father figure, meaning that this woman is raising up this boy alone. Mm-hmm. And there is no father there who is guiding the boy. So now the boy is getting each and every thing from everyone out there, and then he's implementing all those things everywhere. And then others you find that there are parents, but now their parents, they've you know, succumbed to alcohol and also into drugs and everything. So there is no a good parenting. He's not a good example and of some sort. What we did is also to engage with those parents and try to help as possible as we can And also, for this young boy, we had also another program where we take them to a prison, like life. You understand? Mm-hmm. But based on the parents who sign for that. And then we take the young boy, and so that he can experience the point of entering into mm-hmm. prison, and then the time when you are being charged, and the time when you are getting off this your own clothes, you are getting now the prison clothes up until into the cell. And then we have got the chain of offenders whom they are going to receive them as they enter there. But now they're receiving, it should be the reality, the way really when one is coming in is being received. So the reception will be like that, and then but one thing that we make sure that they don't harm, but we make sure that they get a lesson as to what is actually happening. And then some of them tell you what, out of that experience, then they will tell you, you know what, I do no longer want to do anything that is out of order. And then somehow we get those who get changed.
But now, because the problem comes from home, a background that is not good for a child.
Yes.
And then a child is exposed to what happens if they would be imprisoned because of the behavior they have at schools and wherever, bullying others and, you know, getting in trouble all the time, serious trouble. Now, does it help, Mara Putimlu, because now the child is going to go back to that space where the influence, where the bad influence comes from?
That's the very sad part of it, because in cases where you find a woman is raising up these two boys alone, and then there is no role model, the only person that is there is mother. So it's a very difficult situation for that particular people. But what we do, we have their database, and we check on with them from time to time, as you know, their progress and whatnot. Some, of course, they slip out of our hands and out of our program, and of which we cannot help much about that. But are those who have got, you know, the parents that are having a problem of, you know, alcohol and all that, and then we also try and refer them to the institution where they can get help. And because you cannot parent a child, whereas you yourself, you are not a good example to that particular child. So it's a very rough situation.
But do you also try to get into the family as well, to empower the family on itself, also to, so that at the end the child can get help thoroughly? Do you give advices to these families as well?
Yes, that's mostly that we can offer. We offer them advices, and we also refer them to go for, you know, professional who will, you know, be with them. Like we've got Lifeline. We are having a good partnership with Lifeline.
Yes.
And then Lifeline will definitely engage with them, and then there will be a progress little by little there and there. Yes.
All righty then, let's take a break and then come back to you. Sizokwazi ukuthi sivale kahle namhlanje inkulumo yethu. We are just taking a round nje, and we will be back with Ubuti Reason Mlutilo as we learn. And I believe that God has a good, you know, purpose about our children, and He wants the best for them. He wants them out of trouble. But He wants them to be raised as godly seeds that can be representing the kingdom and that can impact the world.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. You go.
You are on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on Heart to Heart, and we just gave you your news headlines, preparing you for when Germany Johannes will be coming through with something else. And yeah, family, ek is nie alleen, maar ek praat nou met Reason Mlu Stilo, and yes, he has shared his testimony, and he's out here to empower our young people. And now we have been talking to him on how, you know, we can bring about changes as well, play a role to help out where we are needed as family members, because sometimes someone is reaching out to your son or daughter, trying to help them. They are a troubled youth, and you find that at home, they are getting totally the opposite from what they are trying to do on the other side. And so we've been discussing on how and what we can do to help as family members. I saw you calling in. You can still call in before I let him go. I'm just about to let him go, but you can call in and talk to us in studio. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial, and Chasal Smeronza right here in studio. 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a WhatsApp on 0826572729. It's 0826572729. 37871 is our SMS line, and it will cost you 150. Just 150 yana fela. So yes, you can do that. You can talk to us in studio. Now, we have children who are abusing drugs, who are selling drugs as well, who are involved in drug abuse. As a whole, you find them doing this at school. You find them doing this in the township, at the corners of each street as well. And I understand that on the 16th, you'll also be addressing these. And there are parents who don't know what to do. You know, they have tried to correct. They have tried to take a person to rehabilitation. They have done all they can, Putimlu, to help this young man, say, who is abusing drugs. What is your advice on what they can do further? Is there something that they can do further to help this young man who, or young woman who's abusing drugs?
The issue of the drugs in our community.
Ibambe kancane just there. Putimlu, Ibambe kancane. Let's take a family member quickly and come back to you. Hi, family. Okay. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
I'm good, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Amen. Reason kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfundisi?
Hayi, uJesu inkosi yabusa.
Masibona.
Uyabona igama liyamlandela.
Yes. And baba unkosi, fanele sithole ukuthi leli lakamlu akusumlungisi yini na?
No, vele lihamba lapho. Asisalibuzi
mina. Selinjalo, yeah.
Linjalo. Kune reason yokulungisa.
Yeah.
Bonke okwenzeke kuye kwenzeke nge-reason.
Yeah.
Akwenzekanga ngephutha.
Yeah.
Njengoba asho noJoseph ukuthi lokhu enikwenzile kwakunelona iphutha. Ya, no, siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngawe, ndoda, ukuthi ubone ukuthi ukhethiwe.
Ya.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu uyasikhetha, mara thina singaboni ukuthi isikhethe. Siyabonga kakhulu, uqhubeke njalo uzifundise iy'ngane zethu, nathi abobaba usifundise, nababomama ukuthi iy'ngane zidinga uthando.
Eish.
Amen. Iy'ngane azifuni thina silokhu sisithela sikhomba ugovernment ngomuno. Hayi, ugovernment wethu uyo umosha iy'ngane, uzinika ama-right. Bokuphi wena kathi ugovernment azinika ama-right? Ngobe ziqala ukwazi wena kuqala before kwazi ugovernment. Bokuphi? Uzuka kuze zithathe le ndoba government kumobe wena uthulila usho lutho ey'nganeni zakho. Awutshalanga, asifundiseni iy'ngane zethu kuze zingakhuliswa yithini, kuze zingakhuliswa ugovernment, zikhuliswe yithi. Ngobe ugovernment utshela iy'ngane loko okungafanelanga kwenzeke kuzo, akazitsheli loko okufanele zikwenze. Ugovernment ama-rights athi makungenzeki loku kuwe. Makungenzeki lokhu kuwe. Loko okufanele bakwenze, kufanele bakufundiswe yithi. Ake mangi endleleni yethu. Thina kufanele sifundise abantu abethu ukuthi kufanele benzeni.
Yeah.
Government bafundisa lokho kungafanelanga kwenze
ihubo. Wow, thank you so much, Babunkosi. God bless you.
Amen.
Babunkosi says, you know, the government teaches our children on things that shouldn't happen to them. It empowers them to know their rights as well. But now we as parents need to be there to teach them what is in the word, what God says, you know. We are the ones who are supposed to love our children, who are supposed to be there for our children. They need to learn so much from us, even before the government says they have to start with us. And so, Babunkosi, thank you so much for that. You know, there are some certain things that the government is not covering, Babunkosi says, that we need to cover as well, you know, that which the government doesn't teach should come from us as well, because the children only know their rights, but they don't know their responsibilities. So we need to teach them their responsibilities as well, which is like really amazing. Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Now, coming back to the topic that you'll be tackling on the 16th, where you're dealing with crime, you're dealing with drug abuse, and you've mentioned that on crime, you do have an opportunity to can take these children to go and see what happens in the real prison and experience all of that and learn from that for the crime. And you'll also be explaining further on with the children on the 16th. But now, for us who are outside, who are dealing with a young person who's abusing drugs, be it a girl, be it a boy, how do we help this young person? What should we be doing? Because we've done it all. We've taken them everywhere. We've said some things to them. We've deprived them of some privileges and other things so that he would stop and focus and start a healing journey, but it's not happening. So what should we do further as the family?
I think the issue of, you know, drugs in our community, it's a very, 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 very a serious subject that needs, you know, the attention of everyone. Because with this generation that we are leaving them to succumb to this, you know, deadly virus, I'm telling you, it's a serious, serious, serious problem. I'm also trying to do something on this subject. In the area that I am living, they are selling a drug, like there's a tuck shop of a drug where the police know very well where do we get drugs, where do these kids get drugs from.
But nothing is being done.
But now, it's very sad because nothing is being done. Yes, you'll find the vehicles of the policemen coming there, but then now you will never find anyone being, you know, apprehended or being, you know, taken a responsibility of what is happening. How, we don't know. We understand that these people, they've got informers who will tell the police are coming and all that and all that. So it's very sad. It's very sad on that one. But then now, what is the most important thing that I think the community should focus on? There is a project where we are taking kids to the, what you call, not camp, where they get the help. And then after having gone that particular process, when they come back to the very same society, the very same what without, you know, having employment. So we are trying our level best right now. I'm in that right now, trying to say those whom we take to the rehab, so when they come back, we need to give them something that will take them to work or something. So we are trying that right now. So I'm having meetings with different stakeholders on that. So if South Africans can all do that to help these people when they come from rehab, so that they may not relapse. That is the most important part.
But also
that
it's
actually killing.
Yeah, so it's something that families need to be empowered on, I believe, as well.
Yay.
All right. Sure. Our time is so up. Thank you so much, Put Reason. Ubabu Nkosi says, your name is everything. You are doing exactly what your name says. You are reason for a reason. And everything that you went through it for a reason. And that's why we're here and you are empowering us right now. Thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they get hold of you?
Thank you so much for the platform, the opportunity to talk to the family. My contact will be 0668008571, which is 0663008571. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Have yourself a beautiful one. We'll be talking to you again very soon. Have a blessed, blessed day.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, sir. And that is but reason Mluti, no? And his numbers again 066-000-8571.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.